Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds is the voice of DJ Scream. Of course, Big Bang is up in here. Baby Jade is here, already geeked up, already laughing, already. Jade be happy. She makes me happy. The fact that Jade is so
Scream,
happy.
You make me happy, man.
Yes, you make me happy.
All you guys. I love the energy. Just feel the love.
I love the energy. Everybody as well. Everybody as well.
Man, I'm blessed and great and most amazing. We're on TV. Fuck that.
Big shouts out to that Revolt energy. Some good Revolt energy. It's good energy. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of love.
Speak on it, Scream. It's
always a little slick shit going on, but for the most part, it's positive, good energy, and we're here to stay. These are our partners, so
yeah, these niggas ain't fucking with us.
Who ain't fucking with us?
Nobody.
Ooh.
Nobody. Ooh. I don't care.
It's me.
Straight up.
Jay come with that energy. Jay come with that energy. Listen, we got this is the season finale. Very special guest today, OG, you know what I'm saying, legend, Jay Prince gonna pull up. You know what I mean? He's been highly requested on Big Facts, so we're gonna have a real conversation with him. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be
solid.
We gotta
end the year on respect.
And that's what I was just going to say. Let's talk about respect. You know what I'm saying? Before the OG gets here, respect. Like, we hear the phrases like, is respect overrated? Can you have respect without money? Can you have money without respect? Can you have both? We hear all these things as it pertains to respect. But let's just start off with how we like to do on Big Facts. What is respect? And what does respect mean to you?
Respect to me mean just don't never cross another person's line. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's with being saying the wrong shit out your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Doing the wrong shit. Respect is, I respect your opinion. I respect you as a person. You get what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I don't got to like you to respect you.
Right. I think a big part of respect for me is, like, when you meet a person, you don't know this person. But based on the story that's been told about this person, I have respect for this person. I don't know Bank, but I respect them based on
respect for me, the simplest way for me to put this, long live nut, you got to respect a man if he deserves it and never take from who doesn't have it.
Respect a man if he deserves it.
And never take from who doesn't have it.
Never take who doesn't have it. Okay.
For me, that's the biggest thing, because at the end of the day, like, a person that deserves it, in my opinion, is somebody that has never necessarily done anything to you. So
respect. You saying the person deserves, okay.
Yeah, like if they've never done anything like personally to you, or if they've never crossed you in any kind of way, then disrespecting them would be like some lame shit to me, because they don't deserve the disrespect and they deserve the respect because they've never done anything to make you need to disrespect them. And then on the taking from who doesn't have it, if somebody doesn't have it, then like that's some sucker shit to take from somebody who already doesn't have it. Like if you're going to take or whatever you're going to do or whatever, and I think we talked about this in another episode, take from somebody who can stand it or take from somebody who is also another taker. But when you take from innocent people or, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, it just, it numbers your days. Real shit.
How does money tie into respect? There's a lot of people with a lot of money that aren't respected.
Money for me doesn't tie into respect.
At all.
At all.
Okay.
Jay.
So,
for
what
real,
I'm saying,
man, you taught
I'm
me saying, that. For
so
real.
That's where the disconnect is, because some people is, I think they, in their heart, they feel like they respecting somebody because they got money, but they really just dick riding, right? Like they really.
For sure.
Or they walking around the city with a wagon full of dick, just dick pulling. That's what we call it, shit. Yeah. Dick pulling, man.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? You don't respect. And guess what? You don't respect this man. He know you don't, because you didn't treat him like this before he had paper. Mm. Or before, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Crazy, man. Everybody know, like, you did not even look at this man when you didn't have paper. You get what I'm saying? Or this person, or this female, whoever.
Mm.
Like, but it is what it is, though. You know what I mean? Like I said, when they started saying, it used to be money over bitches. Mm. They start saying money over everything. That means respect, loyalty.
Morals. Everything.
You know what I'm saying? It's money over everything. So, yeah, I guess that is. They respecting the money now.
Sometimes, even in my family, people say, you take that respect stuff too seriously.
You can never take respect too seriously.
And that's the way I feel. Because I feel like you can do a lot of things to me or around me, but when you disrespect me, it ain't got nothing to do with streets, gangster, nothing like that. It's just a man thing first. Like, respect me and I respect you. And I think that if you can draw that line where everybody respects each other, don't have to be buddy-buddy. Shit'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And I think the time period we come from is, you know, there will be issues based on respect. I think the disconnection for us here is that y'all have problems and it ain't got nothing to do with
respect.
It's just problems based on
But we got to say this again, too. Niggas have to define, because it's a new dictionary being wrote every day.
A lot of people don't understand what respect actually is.
Everybody have their own opinion on everything.
Yeah. So you saying it could be a new definition of respect?
No, but certain shit niggas are respecting. Like, a nigga could take you fucking a hoe that he fucked. It's disrespect.
That's crazy. That's not disrespect. That's
what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying. So it's a new, they making new definitions.
Community pussy.
Right.
No, not just, I'm just using that as an example. Like, just anything. Like,
but I'm saying,
he don't like your music. And a nigga take that as disrespect.
It get crazy as we move into,
not knowing that this is just this man's opinion because your shit is whack.
But a nigga try to take that as disrespect because you say scream, be like, nah, bro, you need a new record. Like, bro, that nigga just
nigga, fuck you.
But I'm saying it get even more petty, though. Like, someone will feel disrespected. You might not even know. Someone will feel disrespected because you just dropped your album and Bank and Jade ain't posted. I feel disrespected.
They ain't fucking with me. Posting on
me
shit.
That's feel
what I
you.
Say. It's too many.
Or
everybody got their own.
Who the fuck are you? Like, I don't have to post your shit.
I'm just telling you what be going on. Or that nigga left me on scene. Now, anything could have happened when you saw this DM in the whole entire fucking world, but that nigga left me on scene.
Say it to my face.
Nah, but get what
it
ended.
That's how I feel. Say it. If you feel like that, say that shit to my face and see what happens.
I like that.
At the end of the day, it's just like this, though. It's everybody have their own definition of everything, bro. I keep trying to tell y'all, like,
we cannot change the definition.
Everything has changed, bro.
But we can't change the definition of loyalty or respect. We can't.
Because
we can't water it down.
We can't. But it has changed, bro. We can't do a lot of shit, but it's happening. Like, at the end of the day, bro, so much bullshit is happening in stream. It's off of bullshit that we look at, like, but you gotta, it ain't them. It ain't the generation. It ain't that, bro. It's the way of life now, bro.
Mm.
Like, we gotta figure out how we could change the way of life.
Okay.
Cause this shit's so fucked up. Like, you gotta think. And it started with us, our generation, because we the first generation to start letting kids hear grown folks' conversation. Because we were young, we couldn't listen to grown folks talk.
Yeah.
We the first generation to, you know what I'm saying, let the kid curse and start buying them all that designer shit. We the first generation to do that.
Mm.
So now this shit moving on into some goddamn social media shit, all this bullshit going on. Niggas don't know shit.
When we chop it up with
They wasn't taught it.
When we chop it up with Jay Prince in a few, we'll ask him, but How do you feel? What are some of the things y'all feel like y'all have done to maintain your respect over the years?
Be me.
Just be you.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. You can say, I like this nigga. I fuck with him. I don't like him. Or this, that, this. But that nigga is who he is.
You stay true to self.
Yeah, he don't matter what. He who he is. Like, straight up. I respect any man that I know you being you. If you being somebody else, you lose all my respect.
And then, Jay, talk about it, because another big thing is female respect. There's a lot of females, like, you move, you're respected, but there's a lot of females that's not respected and feel like, why am I not respected? I mean, elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, like, with me, it goes back to what Black was saying about, like, just being myself. Like, I don't do things that I don't feel like I don't want done to me. If I say something, I stand on it. And anytime I'm in a situation, like, regardless of what's going on, I try to make sure that I make the best decision. What I'm trying to say is like, anytime I'm in a situation, especially when it comes to me, like, cause you know, I only really deal with guys, and I'm like, a lot of the stuff that I do has to deal with men. So I just have to make sure that every decision that I make, I can sleep with it at night. Like, I don't do a lot of things that these other females do to get ahead, because that goes against what I stand for. And I'd rather stay where I'm at and just have to grind it out a little bit harder and a little bit longer, as opposed to taking the shortcuts that some of these other females take and then walking in a room with a whole bunch of my peers and having my face killed because I done slept with this nigga, or I did this with that nigga, or you know what I'm saying? Whatever the situation is.
When you go into that disrespected space or lack of respect, and this could be for females or males or anybody, is there any way to pull yourself out of that? Can you be a person that's not really respected and pull yourself back into a place where you are respected?
I ain't even on front. That shit is hard and damn near impossible.
It ain't impossible, because all you got to do is, because everybody growing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody growing at the end of the day. But you could tell when, nah, he's standing on something else now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but as a female, it's harder.
But you probably won't gain no respect. You probably just gain some, I see what he's trying to do. I don't get what I'm, you get what I'm saying? I see what he's trying to do, but bro, you did that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What if it ain't something that you did to somebody, or maybe something that was done to you?
What you mean?
Say, for instance, like in the rap game, you lose respect. And like Baby said earlier on the Big Facts, this could happen to anybody. You lose respect if you get your chain took. You just lose it immediately. Oh, he got a chain too. We don't respect him. He must be this. He must be that.
And then they can get their chain.
That's how I feel. But yeah. I'm talking about the culture and how they view the shit. Like, if a nigga get his chain took, then blah, blah, blah.
All right, but if I got down, if a nigga snap my chain and I shoot him in the face on camera, y'all gonna say I'm stupid. He could let that nigga just keep that little shit, all that money he getting.
That's why we have Big Facts.
You get what I'm saying? Nigga be like, all that money.
It'll be like, you damned if you do, damned if you don't, because either way, everybody's gonna have something to say.
You're not gonna be able to please, nigga, when it comes to that type
shit.
Can't
please everybody at all.
Like that's
so that's part. I think that's part of being respected, not worrying about pleasing everybody.
Not worrying about people's opinions of you.
Yeah, I think that's important.
You just have to move and live on what you stand on, and that's it. And just go from there. Like, all the extracurricular feedback from other people's opinions and all the stuff that's going on in the world, that shit will drown you out and make you crash.
This shit I've been rewrote.
You think they're going to change it in the dictionary too, though? Like, no, if you look at the dictionary,
no, I'm not saying.
You're saying just.
I'm saying the opinion of the way shit is going. It has not changed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, this is stamped. You can't rewrite this, but niggas will rewrite it, because you always got. Niggas should. A lot of these niggas should be lawyers, because they always got a way out of everything. Try to make it seem like,
or an excuse to justify.
Yeah, they always have an excuse. Like, for every goddamn solution, they got another problem. You get what I'm saying? Like, anytime
you problem to the solution.
Yeah, they got another problem for every solution. Like, you shit, but what if this? But what if that? Or, you know what I'm saying? Nah, this. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, I swear he loyal to you, to everybody else, but then don't be loyal to you to himself. And a nigga peeped that, and then he mad at you. Now you disloyal. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can know all day, screen, you know I'm with you 100%, but you telling everybody, you acting like you with me 100%, and you telling everybody, man, that nigga, you get what I'm saying? So it's all going to be, niggas always going to make their own story, bro. Like they said, in your head, you is the producer of the movie, you the director, you the star actor. Mm. In your movie, your own movie, in your mind, you everything. You get what I'm saying? You everything you say is right, everything you do is right, so everybody got that mindset right now. People ain't just breaking down on some shit like, well, you know what, you right. You don't hear that no more. Mm. You don't hear you right no more. Like
you don't even say it. I saw a post on Instagram. I said shit all the time.
You right. Even when I'm dead ass wrong. Mm-hmm. Stream, you know it. I'm dead ass wrong with some shit. I come back. Even if we do some shit and like, bang, I told you, you right. You did. Mm. I ain't finna be like, it could have worked because of this. Right. This what happened.
That's the nigga.
Nigga, we just said this shit. I just told you, bang, this shit ain't gonna work. You trying to do all this shit. Woo, now we get here. Yeah. Now you got another excuse why it's still somebody else's fault why it didn't work.
Please take
when fault. I told you not to do it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part. But I think that's a big part of just being a man or woman. Like, just knowing to say I was wrong.
Yeah, but just like I was getting ready to say, like, I saw a meme on Instagram that will sum this shit up perfectly. It said, I got people to this day that are still holding grudges against me for shit that they did to me. Mm. And that's like, that's deep. That's the deepest shit ever. Because it's like, I go through that all the time. Like, people that I used to be close with or people that used to be my quote unquote friends, using that term as loosely as possible, whatever, whatever. To me, like, they're still mad at me to this day for some shit that they did to me.
It's not that they mad at you for the shit that they did to you. They mad that you ain't let that shit affect you. You ain't let it break
facts.
You. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And they probably got them in you still going, doing your same shit, your one too. Like, people think, because I say you a fuck nigga, your life's supposed to just be destructive.
Mm. Facts.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. If I say, man, nigga scream a fuck nigga, I supposed to tell it. I'm trying to get this to enough motherfuckers to say you a fuck nigga.
To cancel you out.
To say, you know what I'm saying? To pull, because you may have something that people can never have. A motherfucker have more money than you. They can have more houses, everything. Cars, whatever the fuck. They can have whatever. And they think that that's supposed to make them be better than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they see, like, damn, this nigga don't have to do certain shit, goddamn, to do all the shit I got to do.
Effortlessly.
You know what I'm saying? Homie ain't got to do that. He ain't got to do it. Like, he choose to wake up and be himself. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker hate you for that when they knowing they trying to be somebody else to be something that they ain't gonna never be.
They wake up and be solid and be all right and live their life
and be happy. That shit will make a nigga
Cry.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, damn, but I got more money than the nigga.
Yeah.
Damn, but I got them. I sold this.
I got more bitches.
Whatever. But yeah. This shit is charisma, man. You gotta be born with this shit, man.
Man, tell these niggas.
I'm putting it down. You gotta be born with this shit, man. Like, like niggas be worried about other niggas getting in their light. I'm the type of nigga, bro. I'm the nigga who pulling niggas with me. Let's go, cause I am the light.
Mm. I'm tired of my born light. Like
that. Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah. Nigga trying to get in the light. I am the light. Yeah. I come in any room, nigga. I'm starting to talk like we all air, bro. Fuck that. Come on. What you been saying now?
No, that's it.
Nah, real shit. I come in any
Reverend
room.
Bank.
I come damn in it. Any room, bro. And this real shit. And I'm going to, cause Lil will say, man, you got to start popping your shit, man. Cause you don't believe, you know how you do shit. You come in any room, you that don't. Shit could be a sad room. It could be a funeral. We finna have fun.
Yeah.
No matter what. Cause nigga, energy got to stay on goddamn 1,000, man. Like,
yeah,
this shit could end at any time.
Yeah, you're right.
Any moment could be your last moment, bro.
You're right.
Fuck, I'm finna sit around thinking about some shit that don't matter.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, you goddamn, a nigga, like we go back to, a nigga hate you for you being you. So they'll try to make it to other motherfuckers through their eyes and say, he ain't him.
Mm. They try to collect some more haters.
You get what I'm saying? He ain't him. You ain't you.
Yeah.
But if niggas don't understand, the world that you saying that in don't even matter where I'm at.
Mm. Exactly, where I'm going. Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't even matter. Who the fuck cares?
Right.
Right.
Who the fuck cares?
Who the fuck cares?
Who the fuck cares? Uh-oh. It could cut the Holy Ghost.
who the fuck cares on some whole other shit? It's like, you gotta respect a person like that, even if you don't like
them. That's what it comes down to. And that cannot be, I want to reiterate, that cannot be purchased. So no matter how much money you have, you cannot purchase that. Nah. It's got to be in you. Nah, there's a lot of people that are really aching inside.
You can buy friends. They got a lot of money. You can buy friends.
You can buy.
You can buy friends. Hold up. You can buy friends. You can buy friends these days.
Right.
But they not loyal. Mm-hmm. Like, any nigga that I feel like a woman, anybody, I gotta, this would make our relationship. You know what I'm saying? If this would make our relationship, I don't want that relationship.
Right.
Right.
If it's based on that.
Because at the end of the day, it's a knife already in your hand. I can't even see it. When I turn my back, that be going in.
Yeah, you only fucking with me because of what I can do for you. And because you, that's why like my grandma always told me, when you're dealing with people, you got to feed them sparingly in the beginning, because if you give people too much in the beginning, they'll fall in love with your hand and not your heart.
Facts. Them facts right there. Them facts. Give
it a big fat.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, nah, that's real. Because it's like, people will be mad at you because you can do for them. Facts. I know we don't switch this shit all the way around, but this shit hard. People get upset. You know, this shit ain't stripped. They got to know that this shit ain't stripped.
Oh, yeah, we just wake up real. And have a conversation. Yeah, yeah, this is combo. This is big facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to bear with us. You know what I'm saying? And the likes and all. That's how we kind of. Like, them folks told, I told them folks out of the rip, if I can't be banked, I can't do this shit.
Right.
Them folks said, if you don't be banked, we don't want this shit.
Exactly.
So they might well eat this shit.
Eat it up.
God different, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
No cap. Yeah.
God different. And at the end of the day, you better want God to respect you.
Yeah.
And God don't respect a nigga who don't respect the game.
For sure.
My God. See, I used to pray that when I was young, I ain't going to go into religion shit with the Bible and all that, but I just figured out my own way to pray before I met the spiritual guys that I do now. I used to figure out my own. So I used to feel like I'm going to talk to God the way I talk. Mm-hmm. Like, that was kind of shit I've been on since I was 7, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. I ain't prayed the normal way you pray. I talk to these people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he told me he don't respect fuck niggas. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. He sent that message through me.
But God loves everybody.
God, no, he don't. Oh. Not the God I read. He don't love fuck niggas, bro. I didn't send you here to do that, bro.
Woo. Yeah.
That's heavy.
I didn't send you here to do that. How?
So who sent him?
Huh?
Who sat down?
Nah, y'all just a part. Y'all just here to motivate the players. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just a part. You, my chosen one that follow. My chosen one that follow.
Hey, we got Jay Prince pulling up, man. We gonna ask Jay Prince about God and if God respect.
God don't respect no fuck nigga, man. How?
Period.
Didn't God make everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
But you gotta think, it's niggas remix everything. Okay. So somebody done figured out Pete God game and remixed and made some fuck niggas.
What's the nigga's brother that stabbed him in the back?
Cain and Abel.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the nigga who's downstairs now but who used to be God's best friend? Lucifer?
Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lucifer found out the code of how to make niggas, too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because get what? They say goddamn, this is what we learned.
Speak
they,
on hold it. Up. Speak
they
on
say,
it.
They
speak
say,
on
they
it.
Say goddamn.
Speak on it.
God, Lucifer told God, I'm gonna make sure these folks know you ain't like your people ain't shit. The shit that you made ain't nothing. Get what? Basically, I'm finna go around and spread little shit and tell this nigga, man, nigga ain't shit, man. He come over here, man. We do this, we do that. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So hell yeah, it's some fuck nigga. And how God gonna fuck with fuck niggas if he sent them? But you gotta go.
Lucifer was another. Nigga, I don't want to curse with God, but Lucifer was another.
Lucifer.
They hated God because God was himself.
Lucifer created off.
He created what?
Off.
He created it. Lucifer was an FNN that was created and that hated God because God was himself and he tried to turn the world against God and look how it went for him.
Oh, wow.
That deep.
It always happens like that when you try to Lucifer turn the world. Down,
he got soldiers now.
Yeah. Right.
Like, we don't take this shit to Sunday. We're driving this one on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
I get it, man.
Y'all tap in with www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole nother episode.
Jay Prince going to chop it up with us, man. You know what it is.
That's going to be our 3 hours and 33 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to make that 5 hours. Yeah. This is the season finale of Big Facts. Stay tuned.
Oh, man.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's Big Facts, of course. DJ Screen right here. What up, Big Bank? What up, Baby J? We got a special guest in the building for the season finale of Big Facts. The one and only Jay Prince. Give it up for Jay Prince. Big Facts, man.
Hey, Big Facts.
You are one of the most highly requested people for Big Facts. Everybody has been wanting you to come here to talk about so many different things. We actually started the episode talking about something that I learned a lot more about in the Art and Science of Respect, your book that's out, you know what I'm saying? And that is respect. So we've been having healthy debates and conversation about respect. We know that respect can't be purchased. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We understand
that.
Yeah. Bank was saying something that's important, though.
I said, these days, everybody have their own definition of everything.
True.
So especially loyalty.
They have remixed what respect is.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a fact.
Totally. And I agree.
Yeah, you know, that's a fact.
I think what we're trying to do is first, I think a lot of people wonder, how do you maintain respect over years and over time? And another big question is, if you're not respected, can you become respected? How you feel about that?
Yeah, let me answer the first part first. Maintaining respect is a lifestyle. You know what I mean? It's something that you have to live, and it's something that you have to give. You know what I mean? I've been able to maintain it by giving respect, and then there come a time that you have to demand your respect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a combination of things where that's concerned, where, you know, it'll keep coming. Mm. Now, what was the second part of that question?
You maintaining respect, but what if you're not respected?
Oh yeah,
can you come out of that space and be respected.
Yeah, most definitely, because it started out that way with me. You know what I mean? It was something that I can't say I have the respect. I had the respect today. You know, in the beginning, it was something that I had to earn. Mm. You know what I mean? It was an earning process that went along with it because, you know, people watching. You know, for example, like with a kid, more is caught than taught. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to say one thing and do another, right?
More is caught than taught.
Yeah, more is caught than taught. So they watching. Mm-hmm. So the things that's caught going to earn you more respect than what a pair of lips going to say.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, yeah.
Mm. Do you feel like if a nigga loses respect, he can regain it back?
Yeah, depends on how he lost it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These rats, you know, it's hard to, you know what I mean, undo ratness, you know what I mean?
They respecting the rats now still.
Yeah, well, they got that twist. That one of them remixes that you were talking about ahead of time, you know what I mean? You know, yeah. You know, it's so heavy today until they want a lie to be the truth. And the truth to be a lie.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Black says that all the time.
Yeah. No, those facts, you know.
You got a junior, man. Like, what's some of the things you've done in conversations you've had with him to put him on a straight and solid path and to keep him on that straight and solid path? And as you talk to youth and younger people and you see that the climate is changing and may not be changing for the better, you know what I'm saying? What kind of advice do you give to this generation?
Yeah, you have to start at home. You know what I mean? You have to, like, my great-grandmother, 114 years old, right? And it was one Christmas, one of my sons, I have four boys. Mm. So one of my boys wasn't acting accordingly. It came to his time to give his testimony, right? And he wasn't acting accordingly, so I wanted to take him in the back and show him some love, right? And she gave me some real heavy game. She said, charity begins at home. Other words, take care of your business at home, and then you wouldn't have to take care of it in my house, right? Yeah. So, you know, that was heavy. So it begins at home, man. We have to instill the truth and the values and different things in ours at home, you know, so the streets or these other places won't have to raise them. And those are just facts, you know, and that's what's missing, you know, with so many, right? They say when you know better, you'll do better. Mm-hmm. A lot of them wasn't given the truth, you know, on their foundation, so they hold foundation weak.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would tell you. When I said, when our generation started with the letting our kids hear what grown folk was talking about, that's one of the things, you know what I'm saying? Like, we come up, we can't. You down there get a bottle thrown at your head, like you want to listen to some shit.
Right.
Get your head, but when they took out, you can't beat these kids' ass and all that type of shit, it should just turn into something else, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it started at the crib. Like you said, it should start at the crib, man. Certain words that you got, you'll never go against them because you know that was taught to you by somebody that had to love you. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? You know these folks love you. So the shit they told me, this is going to be in me forever.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. You said something real, too, in the recent episode, and you'll probably agree. We all agree with this. It's a lot of the quote-unquote OGs that's following the youngsters just because of financial circumstances. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. You know that's real. You know, and I told them, I say, y'all need to get your OG over IG. Mm. You know what I mean? The IG then became the OG. You know what I mean? Mama, dad, everything. You know what I mean? So. Mm. Yeah, that's a fact, man, and it's a sad thing to witness that, but, you know, it ain't just started now, you know what I mean? That always, you know, the power of the dollar is a hell of a thing, you know what I mean? Make a whole lot of them submit where the truth is concerned. Mm. And
facts.
Yeah, you know, that's just how that is.
So, like, speaking on the OG situation and, like, about the OG over IG and how men have to step up and all of that, My question to you is, as far as the situation with YB, where Youngboy was concerned, do you, what I'm trying to say is because at one point you were that same no nonsense, zero tolerance young kid that, you know, like
a fool,
completely demanded the respect and didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Did you for one second understand sort of where he was coming from with that and understand how the words may have been misplaced or put in the wrong context because of that emotion of being that young, zero tolerance, no nonsense person?
Yeah, well, here's what I understood because I was able to, like, you know, he called me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We was able to have a conversation and it was mixed messages on that
as
whole, yeah, the whole structure of it, you know, it was mixed messages. But, you know, like, I have been 20.
Right.
I ain't jumped to this number, right? And, but here's the facts. Like, me being foolish at 20, you know, don't make it right. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I was a damn fool. I was, you know, it was a point in my life, you know, I didn't care nothing about dying. I didn't value.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we go through those things as men. And, you know, I'm always open and try to reach, you know what I mean, a lost young person. But by the same token, I'm the type of guy, I give you what you ask for, too, because some of them, you know, have zero understanding. And,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? They'll hurt you if you allow them to hurt you. And I'm just one that I ain't going to allow that to happen. But
what's your phrase you use? You said if you campaign, you're going to get elected.
Yeah.
That's the phrase you use.
Those facts, you know. Yeah. You campaigning, yeah, that's what's happening. A lot of them campaigning on that Instagram, and then come election day, they say, oh, I don't want to be elected. Mm. You know what I mean? Sometimes it be right at the heat of the moment when lead be in them. You know what I mean? They want to change their mind, and I ain't ready to go. But you've been campaigning.
Mm. Yeah, and another thing that you said that, like, we were just talking about that I really, like, felt in my soul was, like, I'm not your friend or your enemy.
Yeah.
And we can keep it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm neither or, so let's just leave this alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, keep it how it is. And I'm big on that because at the end of the day, a lot of people really want to be your friend, but they just don't know how.
Yeah. No, those are facts because, you know, I never, like I'm at an advantage where he concern, whether he know it or not. And I never been a guy that want to abuse
your power.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, my reason for saying that, okay, you know, let's leave it. Let's stop right here if you choose to.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't have to be your friend. I don't have to be your enemy. Leave it in neutral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I was.
Absolutely. So, Your various business ventures, man. Talk to us about, of course, Salute on the wine and the champagne. You could tell us a little bit about the loyalty wine and champagne that you have out. You know what I'm saying? Your newest business venture.
Yeah.
Speak to the quality of it. I got through a whole bottle, so that means it's good.
Yeah, once we talk about the liquor, I want to talk about some things that I heard about some of his older ventures that really intrigued me.
Right. Okay. No, I got time. So
yeah, let's go.
Go down the list.
But yeah, I started a loyalty collection, which consists of Merlot, Cabernet, Champagne, Rosé. And I was, like, inspired to do this. Y'all would know that this doctor, his name is Dr. Red Duke. He used to come on TV in Houston. And, you know, once a week, I think on Friday, real popular to do a surgeon. And he was speaking on wine, you know, one evening, the health benefits where wine was concerned. A lot of people don't know, like, dark wine, dark grapes.
Red wine is good for you.
Yeah, antioxidants and good for your heart and the blood and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I ain't never been no drinker, right? I was a square. I used to drink straight orange juice and make everybody think I was drinking gin and juice. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to see everything. You know
I was
like in tune in the clubs and different things like that. But, you know, during my winding down time now, you know what I mean? I drank a little red wine. I was able to go to the vineyards in Napa Valley and
oh, that's big.
Yeah, witness things from a business perspective. That's big. And I really got inspired, and here I am today, you know, with the wine. And what better name than loyalty? You know what right. I mean? I felt like that's a perfect celebrating name in the midst of celebrating any kind of success. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether it be whatever, you know, it can't even exist without loyalty being in the mix.
Mm. For sure.
Yeah.
So we know about like how you started with the car lot and all of that, but I also read somewhere that when you were younger, you used to like hunt and trap rabbits for money.
Yeah.
How the hell did that work? Like, what made you like want to do that?
Well, my cousins, I used to go and spend the summers with them, holidays mm-hmm. and stuff, and they was hunters. So they taught me how to hunt when I was like 7 years old. And I just grew up like hunting. Like, I love wild meat. Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I ate some of every wild animal you can damn near think of. So yeah, so it just turned into a hustle, you know, because I realized that, you know, people wanted to spend money on rabbits and squirrels mm-hmm. and coons, and so you know what I mean. I'm like, okay, I like money.
So did them teaching you how to hunt at an early age kind of help you learn how to hunt through life?
Yeah, I would definitely say learning to hunt has, you can tie it into life. You learn how to shoot a weapon, learning how to hunt. You know what I mean? No, which is a major advantage. A lot of people that shoot these weapons don't really know how to shoot.
For sure.
You know what I mean? For sure. That's why they be hitting some of everything when they miss. They don't really have that edge of, mm-hmm. like, you know, being a hunter, you learn a lot about your prey.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of advantages of being a hunter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm. And then, so what other business ventures currently do you have? Like, what's the status, I guess, on Rap-A-Lot? Are you still signing artists? Are you...
Well, you know, as far as the music company is concerned, of course I own all my masters, publishing, you know what I mean? That ain't going to change, so that's like residual income mm-hmm. forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have four sons, as I mentioned, and all of them, three of them love the music industry. So, you know, I do what I have to do to, you know, contribute to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rap-A-Lot is still alive, but... It'd have to be something real special for me to, you know. I love boxing right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Boxing is my first love. But you know, the music industry, you know, still plays a role in my life, but boxing is everything to me right now, man. Mm. Yeah.
And like another thing that I know that you're into that a lot of people might not really be familiar with is cattle.
Yeah.
How did you get into that? And like, I know it's a shit ton of money in
that.
That
sounds like a big, that's what I said. Sounds like big money.
You got like a 1,000-acre farm and like you make like 300 something thousand like a month or some shit off of
it? Well, not a month. Not that much. But,
you know,
I ain't gonna lie to you now.
All the IRS calling me.
Yeah.
Let me clear that up right now.
Yeah.
But like, what made you get into that? Because I know the cattle thing is a very tedious process. So you have to have a lot of patience to deal with that.
Yeah. So, I have a love for land. And I wrote about it in Art and Science of Respect, how that happened, you know, riding to the penitentiary, you know, to visit my uncle. It was like vacation to me. I never had opportunity to leave the hood unless I was riding to the penitentiary. So I fell in love with land, and I, you know, riding, looking at that land, you know what I mean? So ultimately, that led to me wanting a ranch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The freedom of hunting, fishing, you know, all of those things came.
On your own time and on your own terms and everything.
It came with a ranch. So I saw the opportunity. That's a beautiful story within itself, how I ended up purchasing this ranch because, you know, I told this realtor I wanted the biggest, nicest ranch close to Houston, and I didn't care what it cost.
Right.
And she took me everywhere but to this ranch because she felt like I couldn't afford it. You know what I mean? And go ahead, bro.
We're going to ever get moving, the whole full, everything, the rollout.
Yeah, I have to. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah,
you
know, I feel it's like a matter of time. Niggas should do their own shit.
Yeah, no, for you sure. Got a point. You right. Got a point.
Mm-hmm. With being so accomplished, you know, at this point, what drives you?
Family, friends, you know what I mean? And I'm an entrepreneur, you know, all through my bones. So, you know, certain gifts come from up above. And, you know, I live for it, man. It ain't even, at some point, it ain't about the money no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's about the game. Mm-hmm. So I like the competitiveness of winning.
Yeah. We always talk about goddamn things it take to get to the top. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give us one of the struggles, like, that you really had to deal with, that you feel like, damn, that happened on my way up.
Oh, lost a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Due to, like, what?
Yeah, due to you know, street shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Confusion. Things of darkness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, those are always painful situations. But my most challenging was letting go of the streets to transfer into corporate America. I had a real struggle with that, and I can imagine, like, how a lot of brothers get in bondage, you know, with that transition, mm-hmm. because it's a tough one.
Did you lose more friends and family on your come up than being in the streets, in the music industry? What's wrong?
Yeah, definitely in the streets than in the music industry. You know, music industry was, that's like heaven compared to, now it's a different game.
Nah, what I'm saying is, like, when you was elevating, the more you was elevating, like, when you was in the street, like, out of jealousy, not death.
Not like that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, jealousy and envy, like.
Yeah, most definitely. You know how that shit go. You know what I mean? Hey, man, that's a part of it, you know? That's a part of the come up. You got to deal with all of that. You know, anybody that say they didn't lie.
What you think fuel that type of energy from a family member or a close friend? Like, what you think fuel that energy? If you ain't,
that
you
know turns them into a fuck nigga.
Yeah,
it's in their blood. You know what I mean? It was in their house. You know what I mean?
Bank has a philosophy that God created. What did you say? God created solid people, but Lucifer created fuck niggas.
I said God don't even respect fuck niggas.
God don't even.
He can't.
Yeah.
Not the God I serve, bro.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah.
What you think?
True. Shit. We can say amen to that. You know,
put you down.
Take him to church.
Please. He couldn't have created the niggas.
Right.
And created me too.
Right.
We're not the same, Jack.
Yeah.
You know how niggas go, like I said, a remix game. You know how niggas go to goddamn peeping over a nigga's shoulder, seeing what he making? And I made the wrong shit. Them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Nigga tried to make what God was over there making us. And made, you know what I'm saying? You're still in games, but you don't want to make some fuck niggas.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's a deep conversation. But I hear you and I feel you.
What's some of the most pussy shit you ever seen in the industry, like, that you seen done from a Zek rapper, whatever? Like, you just, I can't respect that.
Yeah, like, you ain't got to call no names, but just, give an example of the situation.
Yeah, man, it's so much of that. You know what I mean? God damn.
You know what? It just stick out, like, one of them just stick out, like.
Yeah, man, it's,
With that being said, we've all had our conversation, and at some point our struggles, like, how have you maintained to kind of coexist with that type of bullshit and stay in this industry? Because we've all had times where we're like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
we can't
tough
coexist
one.
In this. Like, how do you maintain your...
You know what I had to do? I had to come to realization that business and personal shit is two different things.
Big facts.
So I had to, like, work with niggas I didn't like.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't like them.
Black said that
business.
All the time, too.
Yeah, you know exactly. The business. I ain't got to go home with you, bro.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Handle the business. So, we ain't got to talk about nothing extra.
Yeah.
Right. Handle the business.
Yeah, so you have to do that. You have to, like, really do that
but
shit.
But does it get weird if that
hold
person...
Hold up, Screen. Y'all, you let him skip my question.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to
give him time to think.
I mean, these niggas do. I mean, all the shit be weak. A lot of, you know what I mean? You talking about rappers or you just talking about, like, people in...
yeah, just, you know, rappers. Yeah, we're going to say rappers.
Rappers in the industry.
Yeah, okay,
people.
some of the weakest shit that you... The lies, man. You know, everything be a lie, damn near. You know, but I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want, you know, some of them real, but, you know, yeah, it's a lot of that bullshit
going on.
Most of
them are not.
Yeah, I mean.
You know. Do you think that when you look at rap as entertainment, and I'm just asking this question, I'm saying I agree, but when you look at rap as entertainment, since actor is entertainment, that it's okay for them to entertain?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, so musicians is okay to entertain.
Nah, fact. But don't be trying. See, niggas will get off that
mic. But see,
mic
it's a time to entertain. Yeah, it's a time to entertain, and it's a time to, like, fuck nigga, be real.
That's
like,
what I always tell
real,
you. You
like,
ain't in the booth, player.
Yeah.
Turn your mic off. You're not in the booth.
Yeah. Right. When you in the booth, you can entertain.
You be there in the...
When you sit down and do that interview, you need to let them know what it really is.
Yeah, like...
No, I'm saying in real life, niggas think they that. When they done said them raps and a couple people done start singing them with them, they go to believing that that's that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, that ain't that.
Believe their own lie.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Where we at with the Screen?
Jay Prince, man. So I'm curious, what's on your playlist right now? Like, if we was to open your phone and go through your playlist, shit. Like, what's some of the joints, recent shit that's some on your playlist?
Honeycomb Brazy. Yeah, I've been jamming.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been jamming Honeycomb Brazy. He's a new artist my son has.
He got, like, this one song that's, like, 20 minutes long, but that shit slaps, like, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been feeling Honeycomb. He already been shot 10 times, still alive.
Right.
He's from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of fascinated me. A man took 10 bullets and still.
Mm. When you look back on the year like 2020, man, and, you know, you see your headlines and you see some of the young artists, they didn't get to become everything they were supposed to become because their unfortunate demise. You know, what kind of mindset does that put you in? Because I know, obviously, where you come from, and like you say, some of the people around you, like, you got to take every day as a blessing. It's like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to become Jay Prince. You know, one thing could have went wrong, and I might not have got a chance to become what I'm supposed to come. So what kind of goes through your head when you hear about, we can name a bunch of people, I ain't going to give you names, but it's been a lot of that this year. What goes through your head?
You know, it's first of all, I send my condolences to everybody that lost somebody, you know what I mean? But it's been a cold thing, man. It's, you know, definitely in this game, in the rap game, you know. Back when I first started, I'm like, this the new dope game. You know what I mean? This really is the dope game right now, you know, on a different page. But, you know, it's important, that word campaigning, you know what I mean, for them to stop this campaigning that's going on, because a lot of it has a lot to do with that. A lot of these guys don't even know how to protect themselves and got all kinds of money. You know what I mean? A lot of them moving around with no structure. I watch a lot of these artists, like, give all their money in the strip club, but won't put value on their ass. You know what I mean? So one have to really start putting some value on their ass and wake up when you leave home, have a goal that I want to come back home.
Facts. Niggas go to thinking like a nigga won't do it. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess niggas go to feel like they weak when they move a certain way. Like, the new shit is to be the stupid nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the new shit. Like, we out here. Right. Like, you know, better not be out there with them goddamn, if you playing with somebody, money or whatever, them folk coming through there.
Yeah.
All that shit, man. Niggas, it's a certain way you got to move, bro. Did he say, like, you got to have, my life too valuable. Yeah. Niggas got to, you got to value that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to be playing with their money. All you have to do is have money.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Niggas
everybody
want it.
Yeah.
More than you do.
And it's so easy and so plentiful with this IG thing. You know what I mean? I think that's why things are more plentiful than ever, because we know where you're at.
Yeah, Instagram is the devil.
Yeah.
That shit, that's why niggas getting their ass knocked out the Instagram shit.
You better believe it.
For real.
At what point, and this is kind of for both of y'all, at what point did y'all say, I'm going to step into Instagram and get on Instagram? I ain't going to lie, I was shocked when both of y'all got on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. But I felt like it was good because it was going to start to create some balance.
Yeah.
And we was going to get some balance from a lot of the bullshit that was going on. But at what point did y'all say, man, I'm going to fuck with this Instagram? Was it you?
It's
made?
My fault. I made him get on Instagram.
You made him get on Instagram?
I did it around my book. Okay. You know what I mean? It was a business move for me, and it continued to be a business move for me. I ran from that shit for years, you know what I mean? Because I always, like, enjoyed being a quiet storm with my movement. But, it made business sense. So I say,
it's the only way, man. That's why I was just asking about the movie, because it's a whole new generation. You got to think, my kid's 24. So you know how this shit, 27 shit. So you know how this shit done changed over.
Yeah.
All the OGs know about this and know about that, but you gotta bring this is history and present. This is past, present, and the future what OG got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that we niggas need that movie. You know, need that, you know what I'm saying? Just so they can see, cause this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe niggas do can see, like, cause we know about it. That's why I say our generation was the last generation was taught.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that did everything right, was taught the right way. Because we were taught from our grandmamas and shit that you're supposed to respect and do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? We were taught that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So when this generation came along, our generation was full of hustlers because our parents and shit was smoking dope and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we sacrificed the youth for the money, to me. Because the nigga ain't teach them shit. We just, all we did was try to, you know what I'm saying, just throw the money in their face. Mm-hmm. We was all trying to get back from how fucked up we came. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
So you think we in that generation now that's fucked up because our generation?
Yeah, it's the seed.
That's going to create a...
It's nurturing. It ain't the seed. I seen that shit on Instagram too. It's not the seed. The seed is the seed. Mm-hmm. It was the nurturing of, and the help with this internet shit, all that shit too. You know what I'm saying? You go to seeing everybody good times and you feel like everybody rich, everybody on, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you trying to live up to that, like the hustle is gone. The grind part of it, like nothing into something.
Mm-hmm.
The female's the only one doing that now.
Mm. Yeah, they're trying to live up to that standard without putting in any kind of work.
Yeah, and you know what's a fact also is, like the word of God says, every generation going to get wiser but weaker.
Dig that.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know what that means, but think about it. Wiser but weaker. Mm. They got access to more
technology, all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But they weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Is the point.
Yeah.
Like what I'm saying, but we can't really, we can only try to help these kids. And you know what I'm saying? So one's already gone, they already gone. We're going to try to help them because they really in a, just think, we couldn't have did what we did in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine goddamn how all that dope and shit, nigga was selling all that money, nigga was getting, imagine nigga had Instagram, you'd have been seeing bricks on top of bricks.
Yeah.
How these niggas showing these guns?
And bodies on top
yeah,
of bodies.
Yeah, on Instagram, you'd have been seeing the same shit. These yeah, niggas shit right. just televised, yeah. bro. So yeah. it make it look like they just doing stupid shit to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I talk about, it is stupid. But it just, it, our shit was stupid too.
Yeah.
It just wasn't televised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But niggas got them ducking, a real shootout ducking, filming like a motherfucking anchor man, like. you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. anytime shots go in, because your phone already in your hand.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is hit record.
Yeah. I be shit going down on the Instagram, like live.
Yeah.
I say,
yeah.
homie got in the shootout on his Instagram live. Like, this shit is just crazy, bro.
Shit. Shit, these folk coming up in a fucked up time.
Yeah.
Because ain't no, to me, ain't no goddamn structure. Like you just said, ain't no structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, I know all I needed was $50. I'm finna be goddamn Frank Lucas. That's what the dream was back then. I get me a $50 slab, nigga, it's up. Real shit. Niggas ain't thinking like that right now. Niggas thinking like, I'm finna get my big shot. You know what I'm saying? They just waiting on a big shot. They ain't.
Well, they throw the money away now.
Yeah,
shit, the money is less valuable than I ever saw it. You know what I mean? I ain't never saw it, man. You know what I mean? You know.
I done bagged up on that shit.
But the value of it, though, I ain't never saw it. Yeah, it's way less than it used to be.
The stack. See, we was taught to stack it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the fuck are you going to a club in the wintertime for? A nigga stand in the truck, I'll beat that bitch down. Shine when the sun out. See, that's how we were raised. Shine in the summer. You know what I'm saying? Grind. Niggas ain't grinding. Niggas but these young niggas, but I can't knock it. They coming to the trap fresh as a motherfucker. They got whatever they doing, so they got crazy. That shit on.
Yeah.
But they just, that's the light because it's all televised.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
yeah,
it's in the air. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? It's up, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. Prince, let me ask you what I guess I'm going to ask you what Atlanta means to you because I know there's respect there, but did you ever do business with any Atlanta artists that we may know about
man,
or
I'm
not
I'm trying
know
to think
about?
Of a group. It was a few. It was a few Atlanta artists as well as producers
mm-hmm.
and everything. You know, Atlanta always been like, you know, this the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shit, I fought for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So, yeah, man. We used to come to all the Jack the Rapper stuff and everything out here.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. So,
What you like to do when you come to Atlanta? Like, you got favorite restaurants, favorite hangouts, favorite shit just to do here? Something.
It's the spot you know that served that fried lobster. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, fried. First time I ever had fried lobster was out here, man.
For real?
Yeah.
What spot is it though?
I don't know the name of it.
They got a lot of them motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a wave.
Yeah. But, you know, back then, I had never had it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I came here, they turned me on to it right here in Atlanta, man.
Mm. Were you like a Magic City person, though? Were you fucking
I used to hit them. I used to hit them.
Yeah. He said I used to hit them.
With that money
bag,
man.
Yeah.
I
ain't never been no big thrower.
For real?
No, I wasn't ever off into that one. Matter of fact, I wasn't even really off. I ain't never been off into getting teased too strong.
Mm, right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I was just a different nigga, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I didn't knock it, you know what I mean? I understand everybody got their thing,
niggas
you know?
Niggas ain't throwing the money on the bitches for the bitches, though. Niggas throwing, that's part of my look.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? These days, that's a part of your campaign.
Yeah, I see it. The bottles and everything.
Yeah, niggas don't even drink no bottle, 100 bottles.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. But another thing, too, that I wanted to touch on and, like, hear you speak more about is the situation that you were having when you were under federal investigation. Like, I know that was, like, a very tumultuous time for you, and I want to know, like, I know about the company that you were trying to form with Shug Knight and Irv Gotti, but even outside of that, like, how did you handle that dealing with that type of pressure from the government?
Yeah. well, they've been at me damn near all my life, you know, yeah. when I, you know, started moving, when I made the transition, you know, they they never, that hunt didn't stop. But, you know, that was a hell of a journey because, you know, it's one thing like dealing with street guys. It's another thing when, you know, you got a DEA agent that has like 8 to 10 bodies that he didn't kill and he been assigned for you to be the next person.
Yeah, like you on some scandal B613 type shit. Yeah,
and they make it real clear. You know what I mean? They send these messages to you, and here you are having a track record of doing this. So then you have to adjust and move accordingly. And and my thing was, I got to, if we're going to draw, I need to win. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, you let me know what you want to do. So
we can
If I win, don't be mad. So, you know, I wanted to, like, create an exit gate to be able to win and, you know, do all the things that's necessary to win.
Right.
And that's why I love Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
You shout know out to her.
Like a hipster.
She really
she like an angel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because where all the politicians in my city, nobody would help me.
Touch it. Nobody wanted to deal with it.
Janet Reno, Maxine Waters really stood up and at least put the spotlight on the situation.
Yeah.
Because that's all I wanted to do. You know, my thing was, okay, I'm going to win this. Me and the homies, you know, every day we riding to win.
For sure.
So if you know this is going to come to you, then create a playing field where you can
try to
be
even
victorious.
It a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Tilt
so
fuck, we ain't evening nothing.
Yeah. So that's what that was about, you know. But them people destroyed a whole bunch of lives along the way. You know, they went to every penitentiary in Texas to get somebody to flip on me.
Yeah.
You know, they spent millions of dollars. You know, millions of dollars.
Taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
Hold up. You said they spent millions of dollars trying to get people to flip on you.
Well, in the overall investigation.
In the overall investigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. That's crazy.
They ultimately turned up nothing.
That's respect.
Yeah. And then one of them, think about this. Like, this was over a decade ago. Now, they just popped one of them. It was two. Like real, many of them, but these two was like they were straight gunners. They just popped him like a couple of years ago in New Orleans.
Mm.
Same thing, you know what I mean? It's something I, you know, I'm like, hey, this dude here is a killer way back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they, other words, they know these people exist and they'll let them keep on working for them and doing their thing until.
He's just on hater time.
He's
really on the job, just on hater time.
Yeah, all of them. Well, it was deeper than hater. They was killing and destroying lives, you know.
That's crazy.
You know, taking dope, selling it back, taking money, you know what I mean? They had a whole system going right in the system.
That's crazy, man. Explain to us the affiliation with 1501. Shouts to Carl, Megan Thee Stallion. I guess explain to us a little bit about the affiliation and how you are a part of that.
Yeah, Carl Crawford is the homie. He's from Fifth Ward. He's from my hood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when that situation came about, you know, with him and Meg, you know, and thanks to the homie Jay-Z, you know, right now because he and I about to close that, and I'm hoping that'd be closed this week.
Mm.
But in the beginning, you know, see, some things that's facts where independent labels are concerned. When we ignite and start movements, and it's been going on since, you know, back in the day and probably before me, the majors will come in and try to, you know what I mean, take your shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And clearly, that's what was trying to take place where he was concerned, and, you know, I couldn't allow it to happen on my watch, you know. So we was able to balance that scale and, you know, let one know that, you know, this the homie deserved to be compensated for the risk and different things he took.
Mm. And I didn't know that
your
son was the missing link that put Wayne and Drake together.
Oh, the missing link. Yeah, okay.
I had no idea that he was responsible for that whole union right there.
Oh yeah. No, he was the link that brought that together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, he was on tour with Lil Wayne. They was on tour. I think they may have been, you know what?
Was it Atlanta? Him and Young Money?
Yeah, you know, matter of fact, this is the first place they came after everything came together. Mm-hmm. You know, and long story short, what I told him was he was on, you know how they go on tour and they, you know, don't want to do nothing but be with girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I called him one day. I say, hey, man, I don't want you coming home broke, you know what I mean, and telling me about no good time you had and all that kind of stuff. I explained to him when you close to power, leave with some power. You know, figure out how to lead with some power.
Thanks.
So, you know, I gave him some direction. I said, go to Lil Wayne, tell him you want to start a record label and ask him will he be your partner 50-50. He called me back excited. He said, yeah, daddy, woo, woo, woo. Okay, I said, okay, well, who your first artist? And that's when Drake's name came up, you know. And when he played Drake for me, I didn't really, you know what I mean, because the man was singing and harmonizing and shit, and I was like... You know what I mean? I was looking, you know, used to some G shit, and I'm like, man, give me another one. You don't want him? Give me. And he like, nah, daddy, this is the new sound. He stood on it. You know what I mean? Say, this is the new, trust me on this one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. And there it was, you know, since he was this high, I taught him the importance of buzz. Buzzing, you know, he's in the rap a lot. Marketing meetings, and I'm like, the buzz. I'm talking around the world to people about the buzz. So,
right.
You know, when he hit me with, he buzzing, daddy. I'm like, oh shit. let's ride then.
Let's go.
yeah, let's ride. So Drake came to Houston and, you know, I told him, I say, man, now you go back on the road with him, Ted, let Wayne put his arms around him on the stage and do y'all thing from there. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta was the first place they came to when they left Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
We hear about that. Most definitely. Let's talk a little bit about conflict resolution, man. I think it's fair to say that you might have been a part of resolving a lot of conflicts. What do you think is the first step to step into a situation or any situation and resolve that conflict? Because I think there's a lot of conflicts that spiral out of control, that
lead
to some shit that happens that shouldn't happen. Like, what's always been your blueprint to try to resolve certain conflicts?
Well, different... conflicts require different resolutions, you know what I mean? But I always try to check the temperature on whatever it is, like shit cooking, you know?
Right.
You know, everything requires certain, right. You know.
And, so you say certain conflicts, you'll say, okay, I'm going to let them figure
yeah,
that
certain
out
shit I won't touch.
Touch, right, I got you.
You know what I mean? I wrote about the conflict with Puffy and, and Suge in the Art and Science of Respect and... after I heard that story, I'm like, you know, I don't want to be in the middle of that one, you know, because, you know, shit, I would have handled shit differently. And I don't believe in if I can't stand in a position of right, you know what I mean? I don't want to, I ain't finna, you know, be in no shit where, you know what I mean? Nothing ain't solid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, you know, I, and that was after Pac was gone. You know, but, you know, read the book. Yeah, I wrote all about it.
I read it.
Not you, but the listeners,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's some good shit in there. But, you know, if I can save a life, man, I'm always, you know what I mean? If I can share some wisdom or a blueprint or whatnot on how to do that, I'm game with that.
And then saving that life, people don't understand, sometimes saves whole families.
Yeah.
I think that's what people miss. That's what I'm saying. Like, And a lot of times, like we even say right here on Big Facts, niggas' issues be that they ain't even spoke.
Yeah.
They ain't even talked about their problems. It's just problems from afar that just become, you know what I'm saying? And they spiral out of control. So I think that it's important to talk about conflict resolution.
Yeah.
For sure, because once you speak as men, a lot of the shit will boil down to a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not saying 10 times out of 10. I think 8 or 9 times out of 10, it can get resolved. Now, sometimes it is what it is.
That shit 50-50.
She said 50-50.
Niggas be done said the wrong shit that you can't even respect no more.
But is it say the wrong shit or is it did the wrong action?
You can say the wrong shit, do the wrong shit. You can look the wrong way. It'll make a nigga be like, fuck you forever. Because body language is everything.
For sure.
Like, you can tell, like, a nigga be telling you, I love you. You can tell you, I love you 1,000 times. You can tell in his the way he said, the way he looking when he said, the way his posture is, if he mean.
Facts.
Can't argue with that. I would like to believe 80 or 9. That's the optimist in me. You know what I'm saying?
What you think, OG?
What?
Out of 10 conflicts, how many do you think realistically can be resolved?
You know, it depends, man, like on how a nigga elevator go up. You know what I mean? Believe it or not, some niggas elevator go up to the second floor and they can't hear no wisdom. Straight up. So you be dealing with like different shit, man, based on the capacity of individuals and what they, you know, what they thinking with.
Their comprehension level.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with some shit there. And you have to have the ability of knowing how to even reach and communicate with that. Because if you can't communicate with that, they don't respect you. It's a lot of ingredients that have to be in play that, you know what I mean? Then it's a lot of ways of dealing with that shit, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a lot of ways, like, we deal with it in our city. You know, other words, when like, numbers mean something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get the right amount of numbers on one and say, leave that shit alone. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, it's just leave that shit alone. Because they understand, and they've been shown, if you don't, then, okay, you can't win. Everybody against you.
You know now, speaking on that, how do you feel about the whole culture of checking in and tapping in when you go to certain places in certain cities?
Yeah, I think that's a privilege to have relationships in whatever city you go to. You got some solid relationships. I think you become foolish not to embrace those. You know what I mean? That's one of them things where a person would try to make a blessing a curse. You know what I mean? Because I understand that when one come to my city and my brand is with them, I understand how they going to look at him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With respect versus looking at him like food. Oh, you food. Who you with? You know what I mean? You know, and that has been shown over and over again. Some came, you know, didn't make it back home. Some, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. So if I got a solid connect, then I'm going to call my homie. If I hit Atlanta, I got people. Hey, homie, I'm in town.
What if ain't you nothing weak about you fresh that. And you don't know nobody, though, what you do. And the nigga pushing up on you, telling you to check in. Like, how that go?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always ready to deal with shit. You know what I mean? But I ain't never had that, you know what I mean? I never experienced.
Speaking for the younger dudes, like, what should they do?
I think it's, if I'm them, right? You know what I mean? If I'm them, then I'm going to try to position myself, man. Because if that's the case, then, you know, once again, the numbers make a difference. Mm. You know what I mean? If it's 20 yards, 100 of them, then, you know what I mean? You know when you can win and when you can't win.
Facts.
You know, but a lot of people just say, fuck it, I'm just go out. You know what I mean? I just want to be remembered being a good damn fool. You know what I mean? No, you got niggas think like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I shot back. Got hit 20 times, but I shot back. Remember me.
I'm proud of how I went
remember
out.
Me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that you own your own private island in Belize?
Yes. I have a couple of private islands in Belize.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's motivation.
So niggas didn't get the fuck on, right, man?
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, too. A beautiful feeling, man. You know, being surrounded by that water, the tranquility.
Hell yeah.
Did you, when the corona shit started, did you? Go or was you?
Well, they wouldn't let me over there.
They wouldn't let y'all know, man.
Yeah, but I went not long ago, you know. Yeah. But doing that shit, they, you know, a lot of people wouldn't let U.S. in their cities, man.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that's you know, that whole island thing. You know, it's interesting how you can dream some shit, right? And niggas will laugh at you and be like, you know, that ain't nigga, you tripping.
Oh yeah, like,
you know what I mean? You tripping, and then you bring it to fruition. And, you know, they have to salute.
Nah, for real.
Yeah. For sure.
Big facts.
Biggest facts.
That's big.
Hey, what would you say to, what is your most valuable piece of game you would want to give on Big Facts before you slide, man? Your most valuable piece of game or insight, you know what I'm saying, to our youth or just the people in the streets or whatever the case may be, what is your most valuable piece of game?
Two things we get every day. That's a chance and a choice. Mm. Let's put more value on the choices that we make, mm-hmm. because our choices is what determine our destination. Mm. So, you know, really, like, think about the choices and you put more value on your choices, because that's everything. Mm. Them choices, yeah. You know what I mean? All we and I say that because I used to ain't think about a lot of the shit I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to put an individual in the frame of mind, every choice you make, evaluate it, kind of think about it. Man, you know, life becomes so much sweeter just doing that for all of us.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you have any, regrets?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot of shit that if I could take it back, I would. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think nobody has lived this life and it's like no regrets.
Right.
You know, but that shit is what shape and mold us, mm-hmm. you know, to who we became, a lot of it as well.
Deep. Absolutely. Big shouts out to Jay Prince, man. We appreciate your time.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all having
Art of Science, the Art of Science of Respect. Read this, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of game out of it. And, of course, the Loyalty Collection. Can they just get that, like, in stores, or how can they?
Yeah. Right now, you can go to my Instagram and art it. There's a link on my Instagram. Okay. But December the 21st is in stores.
Okay.
You know, 18 wheelers on the way.
Congratulations, baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Congratulations. Jay Prince, Big Facts, you know what it is. It's a wrap. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.